The main point that we're looking at here is the community aspect, because obviously everybody understands there's the agencies like the fire service, the Coast Guard, the police, all that sort of thing have certain responsibilities in emergencies. But a lot of people that are affected or impacted in a crisis are from the community. So it's very important that community members and organizations actually have the tools to deal with situations and build up community resilience from the ground up, basically. And this is what we're trying to do with the workshop. We come together, we talk through different situations, different methods, processes that can be put in place during a crisis, so they can actually develop that capacity, so they know who can provide what, who has what experiences, who has what resources, so each can complement the other, and the community organisations can support the statutory organisations.
The response to the floods that hit Inishowen last year, I'm sure you've been told, did evoke a huge community response. It would appear that the basic building blocks of community commitment are there already.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I've heard that the response was fantastic. However, it's very important that in a crisis, it's coordinated. So that people know, okay, I don't just do something, but I do something that's useful and is going to actually move everything forward in coordination with other organisations and other agencies. It's vitally important that the local authorities do actually recognise whenever there is a crisis, the community has a big part to play.